Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for joining us. It's great to be with you. Thank you for hanging around with us this morning. Already had a great day. Can't tell you how excited I am that Dr. Scott Peck was on last hour. That was a rare moment for me, folks, and to know that the man is not, he's got a debilitating disease. He's got Parkinson's disease. And to know that and to know that he's joined us on the show today is a big deal to me. And his book, The Road Less Traveled, is very important. And I tell you right now, it's one of the books, if I had to have a top shelf, that book would have to be on that top shelf. So check that out when you get a chance. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam's with Tatum CFO Partners, and he's the guy who joins us about once a month to tell us about what's going on in the economy. As I said, he's with Tatum CFO Partners. Sam, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's great to be with you. What's up? What's new?
Well, we conduct a survey of our partners. They're all over the country in 26 markets and 350 partners. And we asked some very simple but very direct questions that each month, right at the end of the month, and publish right at the first of the month, right after we get the results in. And our purpose is to get sort of a what we call a sandpaper feel of what's going on right now. This is not long-term prediction. We're not economists. We're chief financial officers. And we want to know from a broad spectrum of industries and geographic areas within the United States, what's going on. And here's what our survey revealed to us that was conducted as of the 1st of February.
Now, remind us who these people are who are giving you this information.
Yes, our firm is Tatum CFO, and we are chief financial officers in a firm. Like a law firm has lawyers, our firm has chief financial officers, and we provide the outsource chief financial officer function to companies small and medium large all across the country. So these are chief financial officers who are there in the business with the client every day, and we ask them, in your business and for your client, do you see business conditions in the last 30 days improving, staying about the same, or going down? And in the next 60 days, do you believe that business conditions will improve, stay about the same, or get worse? And then the rest of the survey revolves around that. And it's pretty simple, doesn't take them too long, but it gives us a reference point, because each individual business may think that what they're seeing is anecdotal to their own business. When we put it together, they find, and our clients and friends of the firm, when we publish this, and I'm going to tell you what our bottom line results were, it gives them a sense of, well, I'm not the only guy who's experiencing this. And our objective is to spot the trends earlier than one would get by listening to the statistics that come out from a variety of sources.
Right. Now tell us what they said.
All right. We saw in the fourth quarter a beginnings of a resurgence. And in January and February, we're seeing a consolidation, not a further increase, but consolidation of the gains we saw developing in October, November, and December of last year. And we think that this is a result of there are more pluses than minuses, but it's more flat. And what we're doing, what we're seeing, is more people saying things are about the same, and fewer people saying things are improving or expected to improve. So we think that there's an overhang of the geopolitical events that may unfold, and we sense that both consumers and business people generally are putting some things on hold, waiting to see how the things develop with respect to Iraq and other issues that are international and geopolitical.
Now, your CEO, your CFOs are members of a a lot of probably a majority of them are what we call a middle market folks. They're not the huge businesses, but you got some publicly traded companies that you work with. But these are kind of small cap companies, aren't they?
Yes, they're generally the sweet spot is between 10 million and 50 million in sales.
Right.
Many are some are below that, and some are above that. But that's sort of the sweet spot, and so it's middle America's small to medium sized businesses that are the clients of our company.
Well, the reason I wanted to point that out is I feel like you guys are positioned really well to find out what's you're sort of in the middle there, and you've got customers upstream that you're seeing this from, and you've got vendors downstream that you're seeing this from.
Yes.
And I feel like you're positioned to really give us some good perspectives. And we're going to come right back to this right after these messages. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum CFO Partners. We're back. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And you got an opportunity to get the article that I wrote this week on the road the small business owner should take. And this is where I talk about the differences between being a neurotic small business and a small business with character disorders, and why I think you got to be one and not the other. So you still got time to get that if you subscribe this week, and that's at jbsba.com. Sam Norwood is our guest. Sam, give us your website, please.
The website is www.tatumcfo.com.
All right.
We post on that website the results of our monthly survey, so your readers or your
so we can go there and get that for free, can't we?
Go there and get that for free and see who's who in our thing. We also have little biographies of each of our partners, 350 of them in 26 cities. So
if you want to know more details about what we're talking about, folks, if you'd like to get a little more information, check out the survey, the survey of business conditions at TatumCFO.com. Okay, 28% said things got a little bit were unchanged, and 28% of your guys said things got better, 16% got worse, and about 50% said things were about the same, and that was for January?
Yes, looking back 30 days.
The January report for December.
Yes. I'm sorry, this is the February 1st survey.
Okay.
Looks at the past 30 days, which would be January, and
okay.
Then ahead for 60 days, that would be February and March.
Right. All right. Now, what is the projection? What are you guys looking at?
Well, inherently, our people, as most, have a bias toward optimism. So we look at the trend. We assume optimism as human beings is a relative constant. So we look at the trend from month to month as to whether our optimism or pessimism is going higher or lower. And so it's the trend that counts. And we saw in February a substitute at the 1st of February, looking out 60 days, more people saying, well, for the next 60 days, we think that conditions were going to remain about the same, and fewer said that they're going to improve.
Right.
The result looks kind of down for the next 60 days, but our view is it's a consolidation of some gains that we had in November, December, and in January looking out.
How much of what you guys are seeing is influenced by the potential impending war?
That is such a good question, Jim. And we don't ask the specific question, but we get comments. And the comments, when we ask for the survey, a lot of our partners will give kind of a, you know, anecdotal comment. And the most consistent anecdotal comment that we saw is, well, things seem to be on hold, waiting to see what's going to happen with, you know, generally they refer to it as geopolitical events or, mm-hmm. or the, but let's talk about it. Let's call a spade, potential war. And so what it causes is there's no uncertainty as to whether if we go into something we're going to win. That's not uncertain. That's quite certain. The question is, are we going to do it and how long will it last and will mm-hmm. it be quick and Will it be prolonged, and exactly what is the course going to be?
There's always, I think we're pretty confident. I mean, everybody's confident that when we do it, we win. But the thing is we don't know if there's going to be any kind of a surprise that could really upset a lot of different things. If Hussein opens up a dirty bomb somewhere over there or whatever, it could really, you know, just be a nerve-shattering event almost. I think that's one of the things that we're concerned about, and how long it's going to last.
And how long it might last. Your listeners are business people primarily, and business people are human beings like anybody else, and we all can get preoccupied with what might happen or might not happen, and it causes us as human beings to slow down our decision-making processes in some way. The uncertainty causes a slowdown in itself. And so as things become more clear, then the activity of decision-making, purchasing, and sales and so forth, we expect will pick up. But we're looking for clarity, and I believe in the next month or so we will get a much more clear sense of where this is going.
You know, you talked about putting things on hold earlier. Things have been... We're coming up on almost 3 years of putting things on hold.
Yeah.
The NASDAQ crashed next month 3 years ago.
Sure.
We had, you know, we were still reeling from that, actually, and we were still reeling from a lot of the Y2K overspending.
Yep.
And then we had 9/11, and we a lot of us put our hope on hold for a number of months after that. And then we had, and for the last 6 months or so, we've had this impending situation with Iraq. We've had a tough 3 years. There's been a lot of negativism in the air, and I'm thinking, Sam, if we can ever get some of this negativism off of us and start allowing the leveraging of our hope a little bit and some of the plans that we've all got, I see if we can get the world sort of settled down a little bit, I see a long period of sustained growth. What do you think?
Well, exactly. And you know, in between 9/11 and the Iraq situation, we had all the, you know, this corruption, corporate corruption, and so what? It's like the perfect storm of uncertainty,
right,
has been really clouding us for the past 3 years.
Right, and absolutely. Well said. Sam, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to get Sam to comment on something he's talked to me about, and that's a comment that Jack Welch said in his book about why small business is growing so much. We're going to get Sam to talk to us about that right after these messages. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Mike Menzies is going to be with us. Mike is our resident banker. He's going to talk to us about some new ideas about how you and I can do our banking in 2003. Leo Henry is going to join us. He's a new friend. He's going to talk to us about the 10 commandments of deal making. Looking forward to getting him on the show. And then Steve Chandler's written a new book called The Joy of Selling. He's going to tell us how to do a better job of selling. And, of course, all of that is going to be preceded by the segment that I'm doing these days called The World According to Jim Blasingame. I know you're enjoying all that, all my genius ideas during that segment. Sam, I'm sorry you're missing that too, because the World According to Jim Blasingame, pretty exciting.
Good. I want to know more about it.
I can tell you're all excited about it. You're all on Twitter. Uh-huh. Sam, tell us what Jack Welch said in his book about small business.
Well, he points out, you know, what we know.
The former chairman of GE.
Yeah, of General Electric. And he wrote a fine book. It's been one of the bestsellers among business books, and with insights of how he built GE and so on. Well, one of the things that we all know is that small businesses have been the engine of growth for jobs. In the last 10 years, 90% plus of all the jobs that have been created have been in small to medium-sized businesses, not the large business. He points out that one of the reasons for this is that the largest businesses are more capital-intensive. They're focusing more on the big long run stuff, and more of the smaller things are going to small businesses. The more specialty items go to small businesses, and they're doing much more outsourcing to small businesses.
The big companies are focusing on their core competencies and outsourcing everything else.
Exactly. And a perfect example of that would be the automobile industry, which is now primarily they design cars, they market cars, and they do final assembly of cars. But the components for cars are generally all manufactured by smaller companies.
Mm-hmm.
And even smaller companies provide the components that go into the bigger components that go, you know, outsourcing is really the trend. And vertical integration is out, and focusing on what you really do the best, better than anybody else, is what's in, and it's what sustains growth, and it's what generates real value for the customer. Think of who you want to have supplying you. It's somebody who eats, lives, and breathes the product or the service that they are supplying to you.
Mm-hmm.
And companies have found that it's better to outsource with a small, flexible, focused company that is really great at doing what they do than to have it as another division supplying within the company.
Mm-hmm.
That's what creates huge opportunities, I think, for small and medium-sized businesses.
But it's putting extra pressure on the capitalization methods for small businesses, isn't it?
Well, it's hard because to grow a business takes cash. To the extent that companies are able to generate their own cash through their own profits, a lot of that cash is taxed away, and so obtaining the cash for small businesses is one of the great challenges. But it's also the trend is one of the great opportunities. So
mm-hmm.
the ones who can focus the best, who can focus on what they do really, really well and generate a profit with that, are going to be the most likely to be able to obtain capital and have more that they retain to sustain their own growth.
One of the things that I have been encouraging my audience to focus on is finding out how to provide a valuable product and service to these big companies and to create a partnership with those guys.
Yep. The big companies want the partnership because they want reliability. They want to have an open communication. They'll want more and more you to show them what you're going to do, because that gives them assurance that you know what you're doing as a supplier and that they can rely on that. And
right.
because their commitments are large in that whole chain. When you're dealing with a lot of suppliers for things, any breakdown in, for example, if any supplier fails to deliver on an assembly line in Detroit making a car, it can shut down the whole assembly line.
Right.
So it's got to be reliability and doing really well what you do.
Absolutely. Sam, the projection is that over half of your folks say that things are going to stay about the same for the next 60 days.
Yeah.
So not a whole lot of excitement over the next 60 days.
No, we're waiting to see. It's kind of wait and see. And I think the next 60 days is going to be a hugely important period of time in our history.
In the history of our marketplace. I agree with you. Sam right. Norwood, thank you for being here.
I appreciate the opportunity, Jim.
Good job. And that's Tatum CFO Partners and TatumCFO.com. Right, Sam?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Sam. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.